Chapter 3 Looking Glass Animals. From the top of the hill, Alice looked down at the giant chessboard. Far away, she could see an animal flying round a flower.
I don't think it's a bee, she said to herself. It's much bigger than a bee. Oh, it's an elephant. Those flowers must be as big as houses. Houses with stalks. The elephants must make lots of honey. I think I'll go down and watch them. No. Perhaps I won't. They may be dangerous. I'll go down the hill and into the third square. I want to get to the fourth square soon to meet Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
So Alice ran down the hill. Alice was soon in the third square. She was sitting on a train with a goat, a beetle, and a horse. A man dressed in white clothes was sitting opposite Alice. He was reading a newspaper.
I'm on a train now. That's very strange. I wonder where we're going, she thought.
The ticket collector stood on the platform. He was looking through the window of the train.
Tickets, please, he cried. Show me your train tickets, ladies and gentlemen.
All the other passengers showed him their tickets, and then he looked at Alice.
Show me your ticket, child, he said angrily.
Everyone else joined in.
Hurry, they said. You must show him your ticket.
I'm very sorry, but I don't have a ticket, said Alice. I didn't see a ticket office, so I couldn't buy one.
Don't make excuses. You should have bought one from the driver, replied the ticket collector.
Then he took a pair of binoculars from his pocket and looked at Alice. After a minute, he frowned at her and said,
You're going the wrong way.
He shut the window and walked away.
You should know which way you're going, said the man in white, looking up from his newspaper.
You should also know where the ticket office is, added the goat.
He shut his eyes and went to sleep.
When you go back, said the beetle, you'll have to pretend you're a parcel because you don't have a ticket. Parcels don't need tickets.
They'll have to stick a label on you, laughed the horse. It will say, Little girl, please do not drop.
There were lots more ideas. Each idea was sillier than the one before.
She could pretend to be a letter. Then she could be posted.
She could pull the train. Then she wouldn't need a ticket.
Alice was angry now.
Stop that, she said. I won't be a parcel with a silly label on it. I won't be a letter. And I won't pull the train. I don't know why I'm on the train at all. I'm only a pawn in a game of chess.
Then she heard a tiny voice.
Will you be my friend? I'm just a little insect.
Alice was very surprised by this. She looked around, but she could not see an insect.
I hope it can't sting, she said to herself. I don't like insects that can sting. I wonder what type of insect it is.
Then the passengers heard a loud whistle from the train and everyone jumped up. The horse opened the window and looked out.
It's all right,
he said.
We're coming to a little stream and the train will have to jump over it.
Jump over it? How can a train jump?
Wondered Alice.
But I'm pleased that we're at the stream. The Red Queen said that the stream is at the edge of the third square. So we're nearly in the fourth square.
And then the train flew up into the air. Alice was frightened and she grabbed the nearest thing. It was the goat's beard. Everything felt soft and fluffy, and Alice closed her eyes. When she opened her eyes again, Alice was sitting under a tree. The goat's beard had disappeared, and so had the goat, the train, and all the other passengers.
I must be in the fourth square now, she thought. But where are Tweedledum and Tweedledee?
Above her head, an insect was sitting on the branch of a tree, flapping its wings.
Hello, I'm a gnat, he said. I'm the insect who whispered to you on the train. Do you like insects?
Alice looked up at it in surprise.
I like insects who can talk, she replied. I've never met a talking insect before. What are the insects in your country?
Asked the gnat. Alice started to count them on her fingers.
There's the horsefly. Well, here in Looking Glass Land, we have a rocking horsefly,
said the gnat.
Look in that bush and you'll see one. It's made of wood and it swings from branch to branch on its rocker.
Alice looked at the rocking horsefly with great interest. It had bright, shiny red spots.
I think it's just been painted, she said. What does it eat? It eats paper, replied the gnat. What other insects do you know? Well, there's the butterfly,
Alice said.
Aha! Remember, you're in Looking Glass Land now, said the gnat. Look down at your feet and you'll see a bread and butterfly. Its wings are thin slices of bread and butter. Its body is a crust of bread and its head is a lump of sugar.
Alice looked down and saw the bread and butterfly. It had long hairy legs and it was crawling towards her. She jumped back quickly.
What does this one eat?
She asked.
Tea with milk in it,
the gnat replied. Alice thought about this.
But there isn't any tea or milk here, she said. What happens if a bread and butterfly can't find any? It dies, of course, said the gnat. If you don't eat and drink, you die. But
That must happen very often, said Alice with a frown.
It always happens,
replied the gnat sadly. He flew round and round Alice's head a few times. Then he went back to his branch and said,
I'm glad I'm called a gnat. Over there, there's a forest. No one and nothing in that forest has a name. It must be terrible to lose your name.
Yes, Alice replied.
But, on the other hand, it could be a good thing,
the gnat went on.
Think of your teacher. If you had no name, she couldn't call you to your lessons. Then you wouldn't have to go to them.
She would just call me Miss, said Alice. And I'd still have to go to my lessons.
No, you wouldn't, laughed the gnat. If she called you Miss, you would miss your lessons. That's a joke, of course.
Well, it's a very bad joke, replied Alice.
The gnat sighed, and two tears rolled down his cheeks. When Alice looked up again, the gnat had gone.
He's disappeared, said Alice to herself. I think I upset him because I didn't laugh at his joke. But I'm cold now after sitting here for so long. It's time to go.
She stood up and walked further into the fourth square. Soon, Alice came to a field with a forest on the other side.
It's a very dark forest, she thought. I don't really want to go into it, but I can't go back. This is the only way to the fifth square.
So she walked across the field. Soon, she came to the forest, and she went in.
It's very cool here in the... Oh, what's it called? I can't remember,
she said to herself.
And I'm standing under a nice leafy... Oh, I can't remember that name either. Of course, nothing has a name in here. The gnat told me that. Perhaps I'll lose my name now. I'll have to get a new one. I hope it's a pretty name. But I wonder who will get my old name. How can I find out? I'll have to call everyone Alice and wait for someone to answer.
She thought about this for a few minutes. Then she said,
Oh no! It's happened! I can't remember my name. But I think it begins with L.
Suddenly, an animal jumped out from behind the trees and looked at Alice. His fur was brown with white spots.
Hello, she said. You look very friendly. You have such beautiful dark eyes.
She stretched out her hand and stroked his nose.
What's your name?
The animal asked. His voice was soft and sweet.
I don't know, said poor Alice. I've forgotten it. Can you tell me your name?
I can't remember it here, he replied. We must walk through the forest and out the other side. Then I'll be able to tell you my name.
Alice put her arms round her new friend's neck and they walked on together. But when they came to a gap in the forest, the animal jumped away from Alice and cried,
I remember now. I'm a fawn. I'm a baby deer. But you're a child. A human child.
And he ran away across the field as fast as he could go.
Oh dear, I've lost my new friend, said Alice to herself. I think he's afraid of me because I'm a human. He thinks I might hurt him. But at least I can remember my name now. It's Alice, of course.
She walked on, and soon she came to a signpost. There were two signs, but they both pointed the same way. One said, to Tweedledum's house, and the other said, to Tweedledee's house.
Perhaps they live in the same house, thought Alice. I'll go and visit them, but I won't stay for long. I'll say hello, and then I'll ask them how I can get out of this forest. I want to get to the 8th square before night time.